This is Matthew Cutler-Welsh with Passive House Accelerator, and thanks for tuning in to this special bonus episode of the Passive House podcast, recorded live at FierceCon 23 here in Houston, Texas. And a big thanks to Zola Windows for their support for this series. And I've got here with me John Knapp from Source 2050. How you doing, John?
I'm great. How you doing?
Good. You know, day two of conference, and it's been pretty busy. But it's been very good. Some really interesting stuff. Have you managed to get any of the sessions, or you've been stuck on the stand here?
Been mostly in the expo area. I have not been able to pop in as much as I wanted to into the presentations.
So we caught up around about this time last year in Chicago, and I think Source 2050 had, if not just launched, it was pretty new. How's the 12 months been?
Yeah, we actually revealed the website. It was sort of our soft launch in Chicago exactly a year ago when you and I spoke. And we spent the kind of rest of the end of last year, the beginning of this year, shoring up some of our vendor agreements, making sure the back end of the site was kind of up to snuff, and then started really pushing to bring in customers in the spring. We brought on Shannon Pendleton and Justin Hardy to help us with that process. And it's been great. You know, we were targeting about 100 projects in the pipeline by May. We cleared that. And now we're targeting 250 by the end of the year.
That's 100 individual products. How many
projects?
Oh, projects. Yeah. How many products or how many suppliers have you got?
Yeah. So there's just over 600 SKUs, individual products from about 40 something vendors.
Nice.
And we really focused initially on envelope, insulation, rain screen, thermal breaks, weather tight taping, and all that sort of thing. And then moved into fenestrations. And now are really focusing on mechanicals.
Yeah. I guess we should do a quick overview for people that haven't or might be hearing about you for the first time. You're sort of a one-stop shop for high-performance products and materials. Is that about it?
Yeah, it's a curated marketplace where we've spent time really vetting vendors, and we saw that there's just so much innovation happening currently. And projects are being engineered so much more tightly that it needed to be a better way for specifiers to find the best options that are available to them and make sure that those products are actually available at the job sites. Having it be theoretically exist doesn't help the contractor that has to get it to his job site. So we went out and found vendors that we like that do good work. They're either certified products or they've been used successfully in certified projects. And we brought those into one place, and we've spent the time to really pull the data science together so that you can go into a category and search by what actually matters for your project, either perm rating, fire rating, certifications, all these sorts of things. We'll let you filter a few dozen solutions down to the one or two or three that really fit for what you're trying to do. And then importantly, then be able to save all of that into project files. So you have a 123 Main Street project you're working on, and as you're selecting your membrane and your tape and your insulation and the rest of it, you're storing all that in that cart, and that can then be shared with the contractor directly.
I can see the advantages of that for the contractor and specified designer. What are the main advantages that you offer to suppliers?
Well, we're essentially bringing them projects directly to them. Their cost of sales for vendors is really expensive to find the right project, to get in touch with the right stakeholder at the right time, make sure that you stay in the spec, you don't get swapped out at the last minute. It's very difficult for them to keep tabs. We're able to kind of reverse that process. We're learning about the project, we're bringing it into the platform, and then we're allowing the data to make the decision for what's specified. So we're just bringing the projects right to vendors. Also, for newer vendors or smaller manufacturers, startups, European companies that are looking to get into the U.S. market, they're finally convinced that North America is actually going to start building properly after years of skepticism. They're interested in getting into the U.S. market, but they want to see what the demand is first without undertaking the expense of hiring teams and warehousing and distribution and the rest of it. So we offer a great solution for them where they can get on the platform, start to see what the demand is, you know, do fulfillment from overseas to start and really test the waters before they commit to a larger presence in North America.
So, John, I see you've been showing some people one of your latest products, the Cold Traco ultrasonic porter scan.
How does that work? Yeah, so it's interesting technology. It was based on patents that are held by the British Navy that were developed to test ships and submarines for water tightness. During COVID, NHS was setting up these quarantine wards in hospitals, and they were looking for a way to test that they were airtight. And they realized they could use the same underlying ultrasonic technology that they're using for water tightness for airtightness. And they did a bunch of that work. And then luckily someone on that team realized that there was a real application for building science with blower doors and passive house air tightness and so forth. So they redeveloped the technology into a leak detector that does not require pressurization, does not require smoke pencils, can be done while the rest of the trades are still in the building, but allows you to detect very, very small leaks very, very accurately using ultrasonic technology. And it's something that we were not aware of, and you know, it wasn't a product category that we were even looking at, but they found us. They knew that there could be real interest for this product in the passive market.
So that's a product, not a service.
It's a product, exactly. Right. Yeah, it is a you have a generator that looks like a smaller than an iPhone that you put outside the building that blankets the exterior wall with ultrasonic waves. And then you have essentially a microphone on a long arm, which is why Shannon's come to call it the magic wand, where you're inside the building using the wand, essentially a microphone listening for any of that ultrasonic sound waves to it that might have gotten through the wall. Because if they've been able to penetrate, then that means there's an air leak.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Exciting. So where to from here? You've had some good success. It's great that people are coming to you now. What are we going to be talking about this time next year?
That's a great question. We're really focused now on driving products. Driving projects. Mm-hmm. We have been very kind of hands on with our first wave of projects as they've moved through the site. We want to automate that process a little more. We're starting to look at what version 2 could be. There's a bunch of features on the site that aren't really possible on the current platform that people have been asking for from the early days that we want to be able to do. Now that we've been out in the market for a while, we've gotten some really solid customer feedback, and we have a pretty clear vision about what those services could be and how we can automate these processes for version 2. So we're hoping that version 2 will come out at some point next year and really allow people to do for themselves what we were helping them along to do now.
Right.
Yeah.
So a bit more self-service, management of projects.
Exactly. And really using intelligence. You know, one of our mantras is we want to move a conversation from products to solutions. And that requires us to be able to identify solution sets, product combinations that have been used before and successfully in various climates with various frame materials and the rest of it, and really be able to leverage the great amount of learning and knowledge that's in this room and in this community. People that have been studying this and finding the best ways to do this, make that shareable for everyone else that's not so lucky to have these incredible minds around to bounce things off of.
You mentioned Massachusetts, and I've heard Massachusetts almost every single session of this conference. Yes. There's obviously a lot of really good things going on there. What's your reach at the moment geographically?
We're available across North America. Some of our products have some geographic limitations, but there's very few of them. It really is just a matter of how we handle the order on the back end, which channel it goes through. But the products on our site are available generally across North America. Concentration of projects right now is in the Northeast, which is where our network is strongest, and the Pacific Northwest. But we are really encouraged with kind of geographic diversity of the projects that we're starting to see coming in from the South, from the Midwest, Colorado. It's pretty exciting to see PassFouse being taken up, you know, really across the country.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of the reason why I'm here is to see what's going on down here in the South, where it's warmer, and seeing passive house type of projects working in warmer climates. So yeah, hopefully it does grow in your context, I guess, further south and into warmer places.
Yeah.
Well, good luck for the next 12 months. I hope we get a chance to catch up again, and looking forward to version 2.
Yeah.
Where do people find you?
Source2050.com, and you drop me an email at john@source2050.com.
Awesome. Thank you, John.
Thank you so much.